Red Rock Citizen Advisory Council, September 25th, 2024, calling the meeting to order. Could we face the flag, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, public comment period. Anybody want to comment about items on this agenda? No discussion, action, or vote may be taken. No, anybody good on this one? Approval of minutes for May 29th, 2024. Anybody have anything on that one?
No, I'm make for May 29th.
Okay.
Here, here.
Aye.
Aye.
And I love it on there, Megan, that it said Megan Holzer had nothing to report. So you must have had an easy month that month.
So I guess that was unanimous. And for the August 28th, 2024 approval of minutes, does anybody have anything on that?
I love that one too.
So make an approval for that one.
Aye.
Aye.
All approving, say aye. So. Approval of the agenda for today, September 25th, 2024, and hope of mind, et cetera. I don't believe there's anything like that. Does anybody have a complaint about today's agenda?
What?
No.
No, anyone want to make a motion on that?
I'll go ahead and move to approve today's agenda for.
Agreed.
Agreed.
September 25th, 2024.
Okay. So receive a report from Jordan Bunker, Vegas Valley Water District, regarding current well levels, status, et cetera.
Jordan Bunker with the Water District. The wells were read yesterday. The north well came in at 11.17 feet below land surface. The south well came in at 10.94 feet below land surface. It's a slight decline from last month and about 2.5 feet higher than September of last year. I did throw the precipitation chart on the back of your sheets. September ends our water year. We have calendar years, we have fiscal years, and we decided we needed a water year. So it runs from October through the end of September. So this just kind of shows kind of relatively where our precipitation is at for this year. You can see 2005 was the most amazing year ever. 2002 was terrible. You can see what a great year last year was, 2023. And you can see this year we're at about 83% of average as far as precipitation goes. That's about it as far as the water resources go. Just for the council's information, in December, the Water District Board will be considering some changes to the Blue Diamond Water System Service Rules. Those are going to have to do with water waste, non-essential water use, as well as water theft. These are all things that are already in the Las Vegas Valley Water District Service Rules, and most of them are actually also in county code. So now we're going through this effort of including them in the service rules of the other smaller outlying systems that we operate. So it's also, it's Blue Diamond, it's also Searchlight and Kyle Canyon and Laughlin that are doing this exact same thing. Just to walk you through just really briefly what the updates consist of, there's three of them. First one is defining and prohibiting water waste, which is basically just allowing excess water to leak off of your property for a long amount of time without ever fixing it.
Are we talking about fugitive runoff?
What was that?
The fugitive runoff?
I've never heard that term before.
You haven't?
No.
Oh.
That's great.
That's because he just made it up.
Hey, they're the ones that coined it.
Really?
Fugitive runoff. Yeah. Come on now. All right.
My bad.
I'll take you down memory lane.
Okay, please. 23 years, by the way.
Wow, my.
The second one is restrictions on non-essential water use. I don't think too many of these actually would even apply to Blue Diamond, but they're proposing them for inclusion anyway. This pretty much says that the community's water resources can't be used for things like a water park or a golf course or a man-made lake or a giant ornamental water feature at somebody's home. And then finally, the final addition is implementing penalties and fees for water theft. So people that are illegally using water, or a contractor that's hooked up to a fire hydrant pulling water that doesn't have an appropriate meter, if they're caught, they will be they'll be penalized for it. So again, those are the updates. They'll be going before the board in December, but there isn't really anything, I don't think, that will materially impact your everyday water use. But we'll be done, and that concludes my report.
All right.
Any questions, comments, insights? No? Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
Hey, a report from Metro regarding active new statistics during last month. We don't have a Metro here. Report from BLM regarding current and upcoming projects, update on Legacy Bike Trail, information about the Red Rock NCA, and other updates about public lands.
Yeah, John Prescott, I'm recreation planner, but on-site point of contact for Boris, the NCA manager. October 1st starts our reservation, time reservation system to get into the scenic drive. So starting October 1st, between the hours of 8 to 5, anybody entering the scenic drive will need a reservation to enter through rec.gov. No updates on the Legacy Trail. We do have a signed decision for the La Madre Foothills Recreation Area Management Plan, which is proposing to designate 50 miles or so of formerly unsanctioned mountain bike and single track trails and a number of dirt roads, and proposing a bunch of recreation enhancements for that area. Events in the NCA, we have a foot race coming up in 2 weeks in the scenic drive, so it won't affect 159 or anything like that. We do have a couple other larger events coming up in November. One of them being the Las Vegas Marathon that will start at the third pullout, Sandstone Quarry, go the opposite direction on scenic drive and then exit out towards Charleston. So again, won't affect traffic down this way, but going north on 159, you'll have trouble. Then a couple other larger foot races that'll be on the dirt trails and not really on the road or anything like that. Okay.
I just have one thing. Katrina Williams, field manager, Red Rock Sloan Field Office. Was told about Wild Horse and Burro. We're starting to see more of them out and about. A lot of it is on the north side, though. But you know, as we enter fall, they're going to start coming out more. And just watch for them on the highways, or remind people that you know to watch for them and not feed them. As they begin to loiter and get aggressive and don't approach them. And then John Aslan, our public affairs officer, is working on a social media campaign to get the word out on that as well. Because, it's starting to happen. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions, comments?
I have a question about Mojave Greens. Have you guys noticed more ratlings out there? Because the last two times I went mountain biking, I basically didn't run over one, but it was like freaking out.
I know. I don't need that.
They're so pretty, though. Yeah.
So there's more. So a lot. There's more food for rodents.
Okay.
There's more prevalent Mojave Greens in the state. I haven't heard anything.
You haven't heard anything. Okay.
I've seen two out, and I've never seen them ever.
Yeah.
I've seen other regular rattlesnakes. I've seen a lot of snakes this year, and I don't see them.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. My kiddo ran over.
Joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So, a report from BLM law enforcement about recent events and public lands policing concerns.
Your land management. With the water cooling off, obviously more people will be coming into the area. So our traffic problems are going to increase with speed. We're also going to see probably an increase in automobile burglaries at that time too. So it's basically the typical cycle for Red Rock this coming year. More people equals more crime. Just the unfortunate statistic for it.
Hot dog stands, more hot dog stands, right? I'm guessing.
Seen any, but it's definitely hot.
Can you comment at all about, apparently there was a fire in Calico Basin last week started by lightning strike or something?
There was one, I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday morning, started by lightning.
Yeah, I think it was out by late night though, wasn't it?
The one we have was Calico, Falls Calico Basin area.
That's what it said in the RJ or, no, Fox 5 or something. But I, they didn't have anything other than there it was and a picture of it, basically.
Well, we come up with anything, a tenth of an acre or less is the smallest measure our fire unit has for wildland fires. So I can tell you it was coded as tenth of an acre or less, which could be anything from tenth of an acre down to a 1 by 1 square foot for fire damage.
Who put it out?
Your land management and fire set the engine out there.
At the station right near Calico Basin there? Well, good job to them, you know? Also, anything for BLM? All right, thank you, and I guess Megan, it's your turn.
Metro payment.
Yeah, Metro.
Oh.
Sorry.
Hi, so.
Traffic out there? It's tough.
You've got a report for us regarding activity statistics during the past?
Nothing that's super on the radar or anything like that. We got new uniforms.
Really?
You guys noticed?
Whoa.
Whoa, yeah.
And it's got a slimming in it, which is great.
Department-wide, everybody has switched over to the tans and blacks. There's some specialized units that are still utilizing greens and other modified, usually specialized units like SWAT, K-9. Our section, we did wear the green BDUs before. We tend to get dirty in our sections, but they've given us these uniforms. So we're gonna wear them proudly. In a few months, we're actually gonna transition these shirts as well. They're still gonna be tan, but they're gonna give us polos with the embroidered badges rather than the metal badges. So metal badges will be used for Class A uniforms.
Look more official that way.
Well, thank you. We're just trying to look better than BLM. They always outdress them.
They gear up for even meetings.
We were here for the Diamond Kids Triathlon. We volunteered for that and seemed like it was a great event. So we enjoy working with the community when we have the opportunity to do so. We definitely love serving the people who Diamond. It's a fun village to be in.
Well, we appreciate it.
We do.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions for Metro? Okay, so now it's your turn, Megan.
So now it's the Megan show. I have the whole rest of the agenda. So I do not have an update on NDOT because there is nothing to update. I talked to them and they are still putting together their list of priorities, and then it has to go to a committee, and then they'll decide what they're gonna implement. So as soon as they have something to share, I'll either have them come out or they'll give it to me to share. So there's nothing to share right now. I do have an update on the Legacy Trail. Phase 5, if you guys remember, we had three alternatives, and the southern alternative was chosen, and that is gonna be going to the PDC. And please don't ask me what that is because it's just some decision-making committee. I could make it up, but the PDC is gonna decide if we can move ahead with that alternative that was chosen.
Was that the alternative that just kind of like was basically adjacent to 160?
And so we did a lot of outreach, you know, and input, and I was sure the middle.
I was hoping either the middle or the northern would be fantastic too.
It really was very interesting. The results were super interesting, and by far it was that southern route.
Gives them access?
I'm not sure. But people that wrote in, people that emailed in, people that, you know, sent in cards, it was definitely that southern route, which is the least sexy route, but it was half as much. So the one thing, like Commissioner Arnn kind of said, it probably has a better chance of getting all done and put in. And that northern route exists. The trail is there. It's just not going to be a paved trail. So if somebody's a diehard and wants to do that trail, you can still do it.
Yeah, wasn't it about the slope or something?
There's slope issues.
They were concerned about the grades. There's like 7% grades on some of it, which is kind of steep for someone who's not.
Another thing that we talked about was the whole thing of the Legacy Trail was accessibility, you know? And if you're out with your family and you're going along these low grades and everything, and you get to that, that would be kind of a rude awakening, I think. And so it really wasn't consistent with the rest of the trail when we got to looking at it. But there's a lot of reasons. Like I said, it's not the most exciting one. I wanted the
bridge. Gosh, that would have been really cool. But bridges are expensive, though, too.
Bridges are expensive.
They're really expensive.
So we'll know next month. I think it's the first or second week of October, they have a PDC. And then on the FLAP grant, I don't know that I made the shortlist, but it sounds like you made the shortlist for the phase 4A. So we shall see. As soon as we know on that, I'll let you know. I'm very, very hopeful. So, and then they're planning to come out, the whole design team, maybe in January to do a site visit to start looking at the other phases. So stuff's moving just slow. The next thing is the receive an update on the request from last budget cycle and discuss requests for the next budget cycle. So you are just going to kill me, but I didn't think anything on the agenda, so I didn't look up last year. So I'll have those for you next month. I know one of them is the tot lot in the park.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the time of year that we have to talk about the budget. I hate this.
We get to put together our kind of wish list.
Yeah.
I know, it's a little crazy.
Yes, it's very frustrating for me, and I fought to not have to do it, and I lost. So I apologize that I didn't have the information. So think on it for next month if there are things you want. Other than the tot lot, because it's already on the list.
Okay.
So,
is that all that's kind of on the list?
Yeah, I was looking at my notes and I don't see it.
I know last time it was like they were talking all kinds of stuff.
And the thing is, you guys have most of what everybody else asked.
I know.
Skate park, that's one of the big ones. Community pool. You guys have almost all what people ask for. So anyway, things on that for next month. And then the last thing is that it's going to be a new term for the CAC starting in January. So everyone has to reapply if you want to continue. You don't get carried over, you have to reapply. So applications are available on our website, and I will email them to you as well. I'll email you a link. And they're due November 14th. And that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Megan.
And unless there's any questions for me.
Does anybody have any questions for Megan?
I do not.
It's not until November, so I'll be able to tell you about it next time.
I was gonna say,
Desert Dash. It's in November.
It doesn't say the day.
I'll send it. Doesn't say.
There's another event that's in the works that I know it hasn't been 100% advertised, but they're going to look at, most likely November 16th will be a mountain biking festival here in the public park, Blue Diamonds.
And also on November 16th, we're doing a Mighty Motor Mania at Desert Breeze, and we have over 30 vehicles from different places that are going to come.
That's fun.
Our partners are going to be there, and it's going to be free for everybody. I'll tell you all about it as it gets closer, but very excited. It's my end again, so I'm very excited. So yeah, it's F1 is going to bring a car.
Oh,
yeah. So, And, oh, and speaking of, I just have to ask about the Cheyenne Dunn kids. Were there any complaints? Did we have any problems?
I don't think we did. I mean, there weren't any day of. I know there were a couple that were a bit concerned about the fact that of the road closures, but I think we mitigated that well during the event. I mean, we had someone placed there, and it was actually that individual's neighbor that I think they know each other well. So I didn't hear any complaints from our community.
Well, they all came.
Did they?
Oh, you got complaints?
From one person.
Okay.
And been told useless, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she probably thinks a lot of us are useless, so.
Okay, well, I just wanted to, I have never had a complaint in 4 years.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, I mean, and that individual is just somebody that unless it was canceled and the whole event was shut down, I mean, that would have been the only result I think she would have been okay with. And unfortunately, it's probably going to continue to happen until we have a legacy trail and we don't have to do road closures to have Diamond Kids. Because it's building back up to be a very successful event. And we used to have like over 300 participants, and I think there was only 115 this year. So it's only going to grow.
Wait till Chainsmoker.
Well, yeah, and Chainsmoker, that's coming up.
But the roads aren't closed.
Yeah, they closed this one because it's the starting line up here on Cottonwood.
Oh.
They're gonna have some closures for it because,
sure,
this, yeah, the finish line,
oh,
the start and finish line normally is right here in front of the convenience store, and then you circle off Landmine, and they run the finish line through Cottonwood. So, I know, have to ask them if they haven't, and I don't think for this mountain biking festival, it's not gonna. I don't think it's gonna be. There's no road closures. It's just gonna be unexpected how many people do it, so.
Megan, just curious question. On the Red Rock RV Park, was that on the PC consent agenda, or was that actually her? Do you?
I don't know, and there doesn't seem to be a whole rhyme or reason between what's on consent and what's not. We can't quite figure it out. It was approved, just but I don't remember.
Yeah, I figured it would get approved anyway, but I was just curious if that was an extension of time and a waiver of development standards. Well, Planning Commission.
I thought it did go to PC.
This said 90424,
you know,
PC.
It went to PC and then BCC.
Oh, it did go to both. Okay.
That's why. Yeah, and I don't know if it was on consent.
I would guess it probably was.
Probably.
Back here, Clark County Administrative Services, I realize you said you didn't have an update. They're doing a study on the 159 corridor. Do you have any idea what that would entail? You know, when you say administrative service to me, that's like people working in offices. What are they doing?
Well, administrative services is me.
Yeah,
the family
work
for me. And I had just gotten a request to find out about what MDOT was doing with their study. They did a study last year of the whole corridor, all of 159 and then 160 going out to Perham. And so they came up with a bunch of, they did a study. You can look online, you can look it up. And they did a study and came up with some ideas of things they want to do. And now they're just deciding how what parts are going to be implemented and funded.
Okay,
and
thank
so
you.
It hasn't been decided yet, so I couldn't tell you.
So they're a long ways out from doing any of those improvements.
They already had public meetings and, you know, received comments at a comment period and everything too already.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was like a year and a half or almost 2 years ago they did that. It was maybe even longer.
Okay, anything else for Megan?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Thank you, Megan. Comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction, not necessarily on the posted agenda. Does anybody have anything for that? Okay, then our next meeting, which is also the last meeting for 2024, is on October 30th, 2024, and I hereby adjourn this meeting.
All right.
All right.
Yes.
Boom.
No, I think like 18 minutes.
Oh, I reckon. I know. Just cruised, it was like.